Blog Talk Radio. Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
neighbor tonight and tell him don't give up.
Bring you through with your praise and worship. Healing comes with praise and worship. So join in with me and put him under your feet. Put him under your feet tonight. He has no power nor authority. He knows. Formed against us or our loved ones shall prosper, because the enemy is under our feet. He's under your feet. You have to know how to put him there. Put him in his place. And everyone that's in your house, ask them to join in with you to put the enemy under their feet. And if they're not there, stand proxy for them. the enemy is under our feet. It's Friday the 13th, but he's bound. And I pray that you're getting your praise on. I pray that when before we go into prayer, that you have already broke the enemy's back. You've already crushed his head. You've already put him in his place. Because he is already defeated. Glory to God. Give them a call and have them call in. Imagine what it's going to be like when we make it into glory. We're not going to just be sitting there. We're going to be praising the Master. For there is none like him. We're going to go into a little worship, and we're going to begin to worship him. And we're going to provoke his presence. And then we're going to go into prayer. And I just want you to know that there is nothing that God will not do if we believe. So it doesn't matter what you see, and it doesn't matter what it feels like. But your faith can make you whole. Your faith. And he is the center of our joy. Lord God, that we can call on you and get an answer. And we know, Lord God, you already know what we stand in need of. You already know, Lord God, the desire, Father, what we are in faith for and in faith with, who we're in faith with. Well, we join our faith together tonight, Father. And we just thank you, Lord. We bow down before you. We acknowledge you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For you are a keeper. You are a keeper, Lord God. You have kept us, Father. No matter, Lord God, what we have been through, you have constantly been keeping us. You have never let us down. And we know, Father, that you will not let us down now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hanoromo Rale Kosa. Chetorama Lana Kosa Nebeki Se. Hanoromo Rala Koseto. Heko Chetorama Nenekole Kisa Tabole Kisa. Thank you, Lord God. Reign, Father, reign. New strength, Father. Strength upon your people, Father. Strength, Father, for your people to press in to the things of God. To not look at our circumstances, but to look at you, our Master, Master Creator. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can think or ask. But, Father, you said it's according to the power that works within us. Father, you said that you would rain down your Spirit upon us. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're living inside of us. And there's none like you. There's none like you, Father. And Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, that you would just bless, Father, those that's in the hospital, Lord God. Those, Father God, that's about to go through surgery. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you right now that you would touch Evangelist Hannah's grandfather, Father. Father, you already know. You already know, Lord God, the doctors that's going to do the surgery. That they're preparing right now in the name of Jesus. But Father, we ask you that you would do that surgery. That you, Lord God, would be the one that touches body. That you would be the one, Lord God, that keeps the angels encamped around him, Father. That no hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh him. Father God, everything, Lord God, that they touch, Father God, let it line up with your will. Everything that they do, Lord God, to him tonight, Father. Father God, let them use clean utensils, Father. Father God, let them be sanitized, Father. Father God, everything that they do, let it be needed and not just something they desire to do, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you're healing him right now by your Spirit. And we thank you, Father God, that he will be able to get out of that hospital. That he will be able, Lord God, to be whole in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that there is no cancer in his body. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord Jesus. Ha no kose tarama lekisa. The blood of Jesus shall prevail over his body. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, extend his days, Father. Extend his days, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that even with Evangelist Hannah have to go through taking care of him, Father, that you would give her the supernatural grace to do so. In the name of Jesus, even, Lord God, her brother, Lord Marcel, Father God, that he would even be touched with your mighty hand, that you would touch him, Father. And Father God, that he would know exactly what you would have him to do in this season. Father, we thank you for blessing him and keeping him even through his surgery. We thank you, Father, you said in your word, if we delight ourselves in you, you said that you would give us the desires of our heart in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. We give you honor, we give you praises, we bless your name, Jesus. And we know, Lord God, that you're answering us. We know, Lord God, that tomorrow when he wake up, Evangelist Hannah's grandfather, when he wake up, Lord God, that he will feel so much better, that he will feel new, he will feel afresh, and he would know, Lord God, that you did it. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for moving by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that he would not be afraid, that he would not be scared, that he would look to you, to the hills from whence his help comes. For truly he know you, Lord God. Speak to him and let him hear your voice. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Eliana. Father, she's dealing with congestions in her lungs and in her throat. Father, we ask you right now that you would just take that child and you would clear up her lungs and her throat, Lord God. Father God, that she would not suffer any unnecessary discomfort. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to use her like you have planned to. We thank you, Father, that you blessed her. And even, Lord God, through the prenatal time in her mother's womb, Lord God, when the enemy tried, but it didn't work. And we thank you that you sustained her and you brought her here. And we thank you, Father, that you will continue to keep your arms around her, that you will continue to protect her, continue to keep her in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to bless her parents, Father, that they would know how to take care of her. They would know what to do, why to do it, and when to do it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for we know as we're joining our faith, Father, that it's already done. But, Father, we ask you right now that you would even touch Ebony in the name of Jesus. Touch her home. Touch her family, Lord God. And we bind up the enemy that wants to cause anger, violence, and wrath between her and her husband, Lord God. Father, that you would allow her, Father, to see you and know you, and that she would make wise choices, that she would not be entrapped or entangled in the snares of the enemy. Father, we thank you that you would draw Ebony towards you, that you would draw her toward you, Lord God. And if it be your will, Father God, we ask you to cause peace in her mind and her husband, Lord God. Whatever your will is, Lord God, let it be done. Let it be done, Lord God, rapidly in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even, Lord God, give him an unction to get up and work. Give him an unction, Lord God, to be the man of the house. In the name of Jesus, we just cover her with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, even Lord God, for Sister Marlene. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would even regulate her thoughts. Cause her, Lord God, to be a fresh, new in you. Well, you already know, Father, what she have asked you for. And you already know, Lord God, what your will is for her life. But we ask you, Father, to give her that peace that surpasses all understanding. And give her, Father, the strength to raise her children, to be able to be the mother that you ordained her to be. That she will not be frustrated, she will not be upset, but she'll be able, Lord God, to be from her. And even, Lord God, doors for babies get wrecked. In the name of Jesus, heal her body. Heal her body. We thank you for the peace, Lord God. We thank you for the supernatural blessing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you right now that you would touch Margie. Margie, Lord God. Ha, no kushi. Sarama. Sesarame leki satabo kusha. Hina robo leki nana no kusha. The robo leki nana kusha. Ha, shatara me kushi. Hina no kusha. We thank you, Father, that you're cleansing. You're cleansing everything around her, Father. Father, that they will begin to see you. And Father God, that she would, Lord God, be made whole, that her body, Lord God, would be whole. Whole. Healed. Whole. And healed. Honorable, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over her doorpost. We apply the blood of Jesus over everything that she touched. We apply favor. We thank you for favor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing in favor to our house. Father God, that supernatural, miraculous things are beginning to happen. Those prayers, Lord God, that have been banked up, Lord God, that they're being manifested right now in the name of Jesus. That our sons, Lord God, that they're stepping into the kingdom. That they're walking into the kingdom, Lord God. That they're beginning, Lord God, to get a desire, Father, to know you better. To understand you, Lord God, to be with you. To walk with you, to talk with you. So that they can go out and win a dying world to you, God. Recover her son with the blood of Jesus. Face her grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. Safety. 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 We thank you, Father, that even you right now, you're doing the work. You're doing the work, and we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, that you would even bless the Marine family. We thank you, Lord, they lost their mother. But even in their loss, Father, that they would find you. Even in their loss, Lord God, that they would begin to know that they need you. That they would understand what's missing in their lives. That they need you, God. Father, we thank you for this Friday the 13th, and we adore you on this night, and we love on you tonight. We thank you, Father. Even, Father God, Evangelist Hannah, the favor that you have placed on her life, for every tear that's been shed, Father, that she would look up and rejoice in you. And she would know, Father God, that failure is not an option, that you're with her. And even when she don't see her way, that you have already made the way. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for the soldier that you've made her to be. In the name of Jesus. Father, keep her body healed. Keep her body strong so that she won't have to even take any type of medication, Father. Anything, Lord God, to sleep at night, sweet sleep. In the name of Jesus. No stress. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For we know, Father, that we can join our faith together and you're going to answer. That you're hearing us and you're moving. And you doing what only you can do, God. We send the word to the houses of those that's on the line. We send healing. We thank you, Father, that as we come before you in prayer and in faith, that your word says that now is the time for all to be awakened. Sleep, Lord God, for our salvation is nearer now than we first believed. Lord, deliver our loved ones, Lord God, from the power of darkness and cause them to put on the armor of light, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, in their daily walk to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and to avoid the lust and to avoid, Lord God, having other gods before you. Idolatry, Lord God, cause them to turn their eyes away from the sins of this world, the love of things, Lord God. And cause them, Father God, cause their hearts to be true to you. And we thank you, Father. Create, Lord God, a hunger in them and a thirst for you and your righteousness. And revive them in your way. And I ask you, Lord, that you would fill them with the knowledge of the will. And in all wisdom, spiritual understanding, that they would know, Lord God, that it came from you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're fully blessing them and that they would know you in the pardon of their sins. Father, as we stand in the gap for them, I ask you, Lord God, that you would allow them, Father God, to feel something and don't know what it is, but recognize that it's you. Recognize that it's you, Lord God. Let them be doers of the word, Father. Day and night. Doers. And when they're doers of the word, that they would not fall for the lust of the flesh. And even, Lord God, single women, that they would even desire husbands that are doers of the word, and they would even try them by letting them know, Lord God, that they only going to settle for doers of the word. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Because you're King. You're King. Thank you. there's anyone that's on the line that want to pray or have a special prayer request, I encourage you to just come forth and to begin to pray. I'm going to continue to pray the worship music low. That any prayer request, God's going to answer these prayers. It's not going to be long. I encourage you, if you have a prayer request or you want to pray, you're welcome to so. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your promise. We know, Lord God, that you will perform what you have promised to. Father, you said ask, and that you will receive, and that your joy be made full. Whatever thing that we ask in prayer, believe in it. Father, you said that we will receive it. Father, you said, call to me, and you said you would answer. You said, and I'll show you great and mighty things. You said, whatever we ask in your name, Father, you said you would do it. Father, you said, whatever we ask in the Father's name, Father, you said that you would give it. Father, you said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father, you said that you would make your prayer, the prayer manifest. You said that you would hear it. Father, you said, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. This is your word, Lord God. You said that you would hear us. And you also said, Lord God, and if we know that you hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked you for. Father, you said, whatever we ask in your name, Father, you said that you would do it. And that the Father, so that the Father may glorify the Son. Father, these are your words. Father, you said, so shall my word be that go forth from your mouth. It shall not return void. Lord, this is your word. Father, you said, but it shall accomplish what it pleased, what you pleased for it to do. In the name of Jesus. Father, these are your words, Lord God. Father, you said, surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, you said that if we abide in you, and you said if your word abide in us, Lord, you said whatever we ask, what we desire, you said that it shall be done for us. Father, you said you did not choose us. I mean, we did not choose you, but you chose us, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that you chose us. So we thank you, Lord God, that our fruit shall remain. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Father, you said whatever we ask in the Father's name, Father, you said that you would give it. And we thank you, Lord. You said when we call upon you and pray, Father, you said that you will listen. Psalm 91:15. Father, Psalm 141:2, Lord God, you said, we shall call upon you, and we will get an answer. You said that when we're in trouble, that you would deliver us if we honor you. So, Father, we thank you that we can stand upon your word, that we can stand upon your promises. And, Father God, we know right now the surgery is about to take place for Evangelist Hannah's grandfather. So we trust in you, Lord God, that is already done, already taken care of, and that he will get out of that surgery, and that he will come home, Lord God, and that he will be afresh in you. Our old habit does not conduce him to a divine body, that it will be canceled out of his thoughts. And Father, we thank you that we can rejoice and we can say that it's already done in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Eliana, that her lungs and her throat is already healed. We say thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for the favor upon Margie and upon Evangelist Hannah and upon Tony, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even as you're blessing Tony and her children. We thank you that you're keeping her, Father, that she's being kept by you. And we thank you for it. And we thank you, Father, that all our needs are met because we can trust you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's so many more that need prayer. There's so many more that need prayer. So, Father, we thank you for what you have done this night. In the name of Jesus. So I want to encourage everyone. We're going to start the Friday night prayer back up. And it will be different. We have speakers some Friday nights. But on the Friday nights that we don't have speakers, we're going to be having prayer. It'll be our prayer. And I just want to encourage everybody. Get prepared. Take prayer. So that when you come on the line, not only will you bring the prayer request, but you will be ready and willing to go before the throne of grace. God is developing Kingdom Daughters International Intercessors. And it's time. It's time to walk in the place that God has given you to walk in. It's a sacrifice, but it's a seed sown to others. So we just thank you for tuning in tonight and just knowing there's none like him. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be stressed out. We don't have to be thinking, this, how we're going to make this end meet, how this is going to happen. God already got a ram in a bush. He already have made a way of escape. He have already set things in order. He have already built the house. He have already laid the carpet, hung the doors. Everything is in place. So I just want to encourage you, don't miss what God is doing. When you wake up daily, put your arms up to him and say, Father, what would you have me to do today? What would you have me to do today? And stay there. until you get or hear from him. What would he have you to do today? Well, again, we thank you for tuning in tonight. And I thank everyone that called in. And if you have a prayer request, I just want to encourage you to text your prayer request, or hopefully by Monday the website will be up and you'll be able to go back on to Kingdom Daughters International Intercessors and you'll be able to post your prayer request. But anyway, we want to thank you for tuning in. Stay in the frame mind of prayer. Get your praise music and begin to go into the heavenlies and pray and thank God and ask him, what would he have you to do? Kingdom Teams is being developed, and we just thank God for them. We just thank God for Miss Amber and Miss Deja. I don't know if Amber is on the line or not, but I just want to encourage her and just let her know to keep praying and keep being bold in the things that she does, and even Deja, keep being bold in God, and God's going to bless you. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. And we want to encourage you to tell your friends, your teenage friends, about Kingdom Teen so that they can get involved and they can be part of Kingdom Teams and you can be an influence for them as Christ works through you. Well, we're going to let you go tonight, but we thank you for tuning in. And remember, I believe next Friday night on the 20th, we have Apostle Brooks. And then the Friday night after that, the 27th, is Elder Melvin People. So what we may have to do is go to our conference line for prayer. But it will go forth, and we'll keep you posted. So next Friday at 7 p.m. is Apostle Brooks. And then Friday the 27th is Elder Melvin People. So I want to encourage you, call in to the blog talk so you can hear a word from on high. Call in and be blessed of the Lord. And remember, Saturday with the word, we'll be bringing the word Saturday with the word, same time, same place. So God bless you all. Have a good night. And stay into prayer and meditation. And I will be just playing a few more tracks. But I just want to thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless you all. And have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Thank you for making the investment in your life by purchasing this CD from Dr. Cindy Trim's Library of Kingdom Living. Be blessed as you listen to this life-changing message. It is her prayer that you will be inspired and empowered to fulfill your purpose and destiny.
In the book of Psalm 144, verses 1 to 15, we have recorded the prayer of a very skillful warrior by the name of David. From his days as a shepherd boy and throughout his reign as king of the nation of Israel, God had actually empowered him in the art, the science, and technologies of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare. His skill and his expertise were gained as God, in his sovereignty, placed him in the midst of a variety of battles, ranging from an encounter with bears and lions to the actual contest with Goliath the giant, and the battle which he fought with his son Absalom, whose defiant insurrection almost cost him his kingdom. In this particular psalm, David lets us know that it was Jehovah Gibor, the mighty man of war, who taught him warfare strategies and tactics and provided the divine empowerment for success. He lifts his voice in adulation to honor God, his strength, as he declares, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, my keen and firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my steadfast love, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust and take refuge, who subdues my people under me." Now, the Bible clearly states that a believer should pray and not faint, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant concerning his devices. Satan is always plotting and planning the demise of the saints. He plans to wear us out, to wear us down, to create disillusionment, destruction, to derail us from fulfilling God's original plan and purpose. He is vigilant, and we must understand that the thing that Satan really wants to do is to ensnare you in order to gain authority over you. You must take Paul's apostolic directive to Timothy relative to prayer very seriously, in which he indicates that if you are going to fight, you must begin to war for your purpose and destiny by effectively using the word of God. Now, as we draw our attention to this particular psalm, I'm excited to be able to share with you today, even from David's life experience. And from his experiences, I have learned that the only way you can become a skillful warrior is to be trained and placed in the midst of a battle. It is only when you are placed in the furnace of afflictions and when all hell seems to break loose around you that you can truly be trained in the art of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare. Now, please notice my word, strategic prayer. Many times we pray, but we are not praying strategically. Sometimes it's kind of like a hit or miss issue. We want you to be able to pray and hit the target every time you open your mouth. The Bible said, "You shall decree a thing and it shall be established." We want God's kingdom to come here in the earth realm, and it seems to me that the only way God moves in a very powerful way in the life of the believer, in our neighborhoods and communities, in our homes, in our governments, in our school systems, is when believers begin to pray. Now, when we talk about praying, we must understand that we're not practicing this thing, because practice does not make perfect. Instead, perfect practice makes perfect. You will never get to the level of training you need in order to become an effective prayer warrior by engaging in simple war games. You must face a real enemy on a real battlefield. And it is when God trains you in the midst of an actual battle that you gain true experience. And when I think about it, I think about you being in the midst of your trial or being in the midst of your tribulation. And I want to encourage you at this particular time. Maybe God has handpicked this time, this hour, hour, this test, this trial, to train you so that you can become a serious sniper in the realm of the spirit. And the whole point and the goal of this particular series, the Rules of Engagement, really is to train you and enable you to become a sniper in the realm of the spirit so that you begin to hit the swiftest moving satanic target. That's number one. Number two, the goal of this particular series is so that you can conquer your demonic bear, your demonic lion, and your giant. And thirdly, so that you can gain and regain spiritual authority and dominion in both the spiritual and terrestrial domains. Fourthly, so that you could pray effectively using biblically based prayers. And then finally, so that you can gain new strategies for prayer and spiritual warfare. Now, when you pick up this book and you use this CD, as a student of in the School of Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, you will learn how to pray effectively from the correct perspective and position, number one. Number two, you will learn how to effectively war in the heavenlies for new spheres of power and jurisdiction. Number three, you will also learn how to recognize the devices, strategies, and tactics of the enemy. Number four, you will learn how to counteract ignorance of satanic devices with the word of God. And then finally, you will learn how to use your legal rights and authority to employ strategic tactics and strategies for prayer and spiritual warfare. At this time, let me just stop to encourage you to write us or call us so that you can get the entire series. We do have the correspondence course for the Rules of Engagement, and we travel throughout the United States and throughout the world conducting the Rules of Engagement workshop. So you might want to find out when the Rules of Engagement lecture series is coming to an area near you, or you might want to write us for the correspondence course. Now, whenever you face a real enemy or on a real battlefield, you want to make sure that you are going to win every battle that you fight. So simply just reading the Bible or attending a workshop or a conference will never make you an effective warfare. You must, in fact, apply these principles and pray these prayers so that the enemy can, number one, recognize who you are in the realm of the spirit, and number two, you can effectively utilize the keys to the kingdom concerning prayer that God has left with each one of us so that we can become more than a conqueror and overcome in every battle that we are confronted with. Now, this is the first of a four-volume series. And each one of the injunctions that you're going to read in the book and you're going to hear me pray later on in this CD, you will begin to understand that they are scripturally based. The Bible said that we should use the word of God to pray. And many times we are not praying the word of God. We are praying our worries. We do not pray the promises, we pray a problem. And so we need to learn the skills and the tactics and the right principles and engage in the proper preparation in order for us to become effectively. Now, in this particular text, I have referenced the scripture from which each section is constructed. Use this prayer daily. Pray it. Don't just read it, pray it, memorize it, use the scripture references in your daily devotion, study them. They will empower you to fight the good fight of faith. Supplement this warfare prayer with other volumes in this set and get the bookmarkers too. They'll increase not only the level of your articulations, but they will also give you fluency as you pray. Remember, it is only when you are placed in the middle of a battle or an impossible situation, and that is when there is no one or nothing that can save you or deliver you but God, that a true warrior is being born. I want to encourage you that as you pray, watch as circumstances and situations change for the better. And instead of giving up or giving in or falling prey to the strategies of the enemy, instead of throwing in the towel or waving the red flag and giving up, consider this and your circumstances as actual times and period of time when God is bringing you in to a actual training session. So your times of struggle, your times of testings and temptations could really be divine opportunities to bring you into a position where you can be trained in the art of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare. Now, I want you to be assured of this very thing, that these times are authentic training grounds that God has selected to bring you in particular into true dominion. And even as David had said, that God will place you in positions so that you are not only just a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. And I will assure you that you are coming out with more. God uses these times to ultimately train you so that you can, number one, have your potential maximized, and number two, so that you can fulfill God's original plan and purposes for your life. Now, the Bible states that believers should always pray and not faint, lest Satan should get an advantage of you. We are not ignorant concerning his devices. That lets us know that Satan has a whole series of devices. And in the next CD, we're going to talk about the kinds of devices that the enemy uses. However, now you must take Paul's apostolic directive again to heart. You must war for your family, war for your relatives, war for your neighborhood, war for your health, war for your finances. Superimpose God's word over against the plans and the purposes of God. He charged Paul, Timothy, in 1 Timothy 1, chapter 18 to 19, he says, according to the prophecies which went before you on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. The enemy wants to make you a shipwreck. But when you can hold the word of God in your mind, in your heart, and begin to pray the word of God, you can reverse every curse, and you can wreak havoc in the kingdom of darkness, even as the enemy wants to wreak havoc in your life. The enemy would love to create a shipwreck out of your life, out of your relationships, out of your ministry, out of your marriage, out of your finances. But you must tell the enemy, back up and back off. God has released over your life and the lives of your loved ones a plan and a purpose, and you can counteract it by using the rules of engagement. Now, when the Bible speaks of prophecy, I speak of the word of God, which Ephesians 6:17 calls the sword of the Spirit. The Bible is a conglomerate of prophecies and promises that you can use as a weapon against the enemy. And instead of praying your problems, pray the promise, like I said. And instead of praying your worries, pray the word. Use the word in season, out of season. So that when the enemy creates a mess of your life or attempts to create a mess of your life, do what Jesus did. Do what God did. Jesus said, it is written. God released the word out of his mouth, which was the spirit of his word mouth, to bring the world back into order and alignment according to his original plan and purpose. And since we are created in the same image and after the same likeness of God, according to Genesis chapter 1:26, we have been given the same power. The Bible said that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And it is the power of the spoken word that gives you life or gives you death and releases blessings or cursings, according to Proverbs 18:21, in your life. You must effectively use anointed words to destroy the works of the enemy in your lives, in your homes, in your ministries. Replace all idle words and ineffective words with anointed words. God states in 2 Thessalonians that Satan will be consumed by the spirit of his mouth, which is words, and destroyed by the brightness of his coming, which is the anointing. Yokes will be destroyed. Burdens will be lifted. Your life and the lives of your loved ones will be revolutionized. Your ministry will be energized, and the enemy will be horrified once you begin to pray anointed word prayers. Now, the Bible states in Job 22, verse 27 and 28a, that you should make your prayers unto him, and he shall hear you. The word make means to compose. It means to construct or design. Now, each one of the following declarations have been composed, constructed, and designed based on Scripture. Scripture references are given at the end of each declaration. That's why you need to get the book as well as the CD. As you pray, pray with the assurance that the gates of hell shall not and will not prevail against you. In these last days, God is marshaling prayer warriors who are anointed to gain jurisdictional authority over the powers of darkness by effectively superimposing the plans and the purposes of God over the plans and the purposes of the enemy through the effective use of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is like our drill sergeant whose responsibility is to train those of us as individuals in the art of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare. He will train you to become snipers in the realm of the Spirit. He will train you to conquer your demonic fears and to conquer principalities and powers, spirits of inheritance that are moving in your life. And it is my prayer that when you begin to pray, that God would raise you up as an end-time spiritual warrior or sniper. And it doesn't matter what denomination you are from. It doesn't matter whether you're a young Christian or an old Christian. Satan is brought back into alignment, not because of the length of time that you've been saved or a Christian, not because you know how to move through the serendipity of the English language, does he move? But he moves because you are praying the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ, that at that name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Now, the intent of this prayer is to help you to effectively war in the heavenlies so that God can give you new spheres of power and jurisdiction. And what I've discovered is that although I had been praying earnestly and scripturally in the past for many, many years, many of my prayers seemingly were either sabotaged or counterattacked by the enemy, or they went up and they hit kind of like an invisible ceiling and they fell back to the ground. And as I was praying one day, and I asked God why, and he showed me that I was praying fervently, but I was not praying effectively because I was praying amiss. What I mean when I say praying amiss was that I was praying from an incorrect perspective and position. Now, Satan was able to gain the upper hand in my warfare because I ignorantly prayed earthbound prayers. What God told me was that I needed to fight my battles and wage warfare where it really belonged, and that was in the heavenlies. And at that point, my prayer life was revolutionized, and I saw some remarkable things occur as a result of me adjusting my prayer and moving my prayer from earthbound prayers into heavenly prayers. He also reminded me that I was seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. And I know a lot of times when we go into prayer and we see people praying, they usually are balling their fist and pointing towards the heavenlies. And that's because they believe that Satan is over their head somewhere. But as long as we are seated positionally in Christ Jesus, that means that we are above, far above principalities and powers in Christ Jesus. And so instead of you pointing up in the sky and up in the atmosphere as if Satan has more power over you, we have to understand that Satan is actually under our feet. God said that he has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. That means that we should not be balling our fists and threatening the enemy as if he's above us, but we should actually be praying our prayers and pointing towards the ground, because that's where Satan is and that's where he belongs. He not only belongs there, but we need to keep him in his place. And I just want to tell you that it's time to put your foot down. When I began to pray, I then realized that they were not necessarily above me, oppressing me, controlling my destiny with diabolical activities. I was above them. And I was armed and dangerous with this revelation by then. And I was able to enforce my prayers with much authority and confidence in knowing that whatsoever I desired, when I pray, I would receive favorable results, according to Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. I want to encourage you that as you begin to pray this prayer, remember to use your legal rights and spiritual authority. God has placed the enemy under your feet. He has given you power over all the works of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm you. So I encourage you, show no mercy to the enemy as you employ these strategies and tactics. According to 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, God will cause you to triumph. And remember, you are praying, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I will condemn. Why? Because this is the heritage that God has given you as his servant, according to Isaiah 54, verse 17.
Thank you for making the investment in your life by purchasing this recording of Dr. Cindy Trim's Library of Kingdom Living. Be blessed as you listen to this life-changing message. It is her prayer that you will be inspired and empowered to fulfill your purpose and destiny.
Father, the teaching of commending the morning is just a part of our posture of prayer. But it takes us from a positive perspective, not fighting with devils and demons as in the rules of engagement, but constructing our own destiny and participating in our own success and prosperity. Father, I pray that your children were blessed and something that was said activated a fire, a zeal for prayer. Father, bless each home, each household, every relationship, every mind. Bless it. Father, I release your people to experience success and prosperity, kingdom style. I activate the kingly anointing on their lives. And I pray and wish above all things that they will prosper and be in good health, even as their soul prospers. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Let me just finish this. Here's your instructions, very simple instructions. Number one, when you pray, pray prospectively, prospectively, pro. There should be no doubt in your mind that God wants you to prosper. Job 22:28 tells us, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your way. Since the spirit realm is the causal realm, expect that whatever you are praying shall come to pass, because it has already been sealed in the spirit. God has already released things before the foundation of the world. He has assigned a specific time and season for them to come to pass. Do not be...
So have a wonderful night. God bless you, and good night.